Appreciate you standing ready to the reading of the Lord, the Word, and we'll get right into the message. If you got any Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to 2 Chronicles, chapter 16. There's some good scripture around 2 Chronicles 15, 16. There's a king by the name of Asa, and we're going to read a little bit about him tonight. I'm not going to go into a lot of details. Leave that up to you individuals if you want to stay at home. Do our best tonight to bring you the Word of God, unadulterated, unperverted. Amen. Right down the line, straight, right with the Bible, the Word of Truth, the best we know how. Amen. As it's written here. You know, when Jesus said it's written to the devil, he didn't say it's written in some, perverted version. He didn't say it's written, in the newspaper. He used the Word of God. Amen. He was the Word. He knew the Word. And he used the Word against the devil. And it does me no good to preach you a message that's watered down without the power and authority of the Word of God. Right? And if you got any Bibles, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, I want you to go to verse 9 here. Do our best to bring you the Word of God. It says in verse 9 of 2 Chronicles chapter 16, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." We'll read that again. "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." Thank you for saying you may be seated. That's all we're going to read right now. This morning we went to Fredonia, my home church, and had a wonderful service there. Brother Jerry Harris, pastor. And I've been out traveling a lot with the Hewitt family, and sometimes that requires me to be away from my home church. But he asked me, he said, after all was said and done, he said he felt the nudge from the Lord to ask if I had a message to preach. And I've been studying for the message here tonight. And the message that I've got, it hasn't changed. The Lord hasn't given me anything different. Now, I believe this message was for here tonight, but it just happened to pass on Fredonia along the way. And I hope this message you get something out of it. But like I told them, they asked me if I was going to sing. I said, I've got to save my voice because I got done preaching this morning. This message, I didn't have a voice. So I've got to save my voice for the Word of the Lord. Amen. We've had some good singing. Amen. Let's give a hand for the good singing. Make all the interest in the world for the singing that stirred the spirit before the man of God that gets up here. And I don't know about you, but I believe the water has been stirred and troubled tonight.
Amen.
Amen. If you've got a need and everybody's been pushing in front of you trying to get to the pool before you can, amen, I tell you what, Jesus is here with his hand outstretched, ready for you to come and wait and go to the pool. Amen. I tell you what, I feel like preaching here tonight. Amen. I'm glad that the Lord has liberty in this place tonight. Amen. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. How many knows that He broke the chains in your life? Amen. I'm glad today that those chains have been broken. Amen. Glad today those chains are gone. Amen. I come back a lot of times to Galatians chapter 5 where it tells us not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage where Christ has set us free. Amen. A lot of times the devil tries to entangle us with those bonds. Amen. But God has clearly broken the chains. Amen. I'm glad today that I'm free indeed in Christ. Amen. If the Son makes you free, He said you're free indeed. Amen. Tonight, I tell you what, I want you to feel free. Amen. Tonight to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
I will say God is a spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and truth. But I tell you, this verse has been on my mind and been on my heart. It says here that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. Amen. Notice that in the behalf of them. Amen. There was a prophet here, amen, by the name of Hananiah, and he was a seer, and he came to King Asa here. In this chapter, Asa had tried to bargain with the king of Syria, amen, and used the vessels of the house of the Lord. Amen. He took the gold, he took the silver out of the house of the Lord, and tried to pay the king of Syria, amen, to try to bribe him and pay him off. And then God sent a seer named Hananiah, I believe it's the name, verse 7, you'll find it. And Hananiah began to proclaim the things of the Lord to King Asa here. He began to tell him, did not the Lord rescue you? Did not the Lord delivered you in the first place? Why do you feel you got to make all these bribes and all these excuses, amen? The Lord was with you, and He said, you know, he began to tell him, God saw what you did. Hey, He saw how a champion you was in the Lord, and He wanted to be strong in your behalf. But Asa failed, and he didn't rely on the Lord his God anymore. And we find the seer tells him that. If you read on down in verse 9, he said, Hear him thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from thenceforth thou shalt have wars. We see in the previous chapter, the very last verse, it said that there was no more war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Asa was on the terms with the Lord until he messed up here.
Yeah,
and he said, from now on, you're going to have wars. Asa was not pleased with that one bit. We find later on that Asa was a man who died. He was diseased in the feet. And because he sought to the physicians and did not seek to the Lord, amen, he died in that condition. But I want you to pay special attention. I read this verse for the main reason is that the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro throughout the whole earth. He's looking for somebody to show Himself strong in their behalf.
Amen.
Hey, and that's what's been on my heart. God is searching throughout the whole world. Amen. He was searching a long time ago. He told the disciples, He told them, you know, there is a harvest that's out there. Amen. That harvest is white. That harvest is ready for the plucking. That harvest is ready to be reaped.
Yeah.
He said there's not enough laborers out there.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to pray the Lord, therefore, that He'll send laborers to work in the field.
Yeah.
You know, God is still after.
Yeah.
Hey, man, some laborers today. He's still in search. Some people who want to do the will of the Lord and want to be a worker for the Lord, want to get out there and labor in the field. Amen.
Amen.
But he said his eyes are to and fro throughout the whole earth. God is watching, amen.
Yeah.
Hebrews over there, chapter 4, I believe it's verse 13, it said the eyes of the Lord are open. Amen. And there is nothing that's hidden to the Lord, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of the Lord with whom we have to do. Amen. We've got an appointment one day after a while. The Bible says in his appointed man, I want to die, but after this, the judgment. But I'm glad he didn't leave it there, Brother Mike. You read on down and said, that very next verse it says, so Christ once died and was offered for the sins of men. I'm glad he made a way out. He didn't say that you're going to be judged and you won't have a way out. I'm glad today that Christ is the way out. He is the way of escape, amen. To the Jew first and then to the Gentile, to the Greeks. Hey, and whosoever will. Christ made a way of escape. I'm glad today he was an old carpenter. Amen. But that carpenter knew how to build a bridge to heaven.
Yeah.
And he built it with 2 to 1, 2 pieces of wood and 3 nails. Amen.
Yeah.
He took all his hands. He put his blood, sweat, and tears into that project. Amen. And it resulted on Calvary on Golgotha's hill. And he paved the way to be able to be reconciled unto him and his Father. Amen. That's why God is looking, amen, for a few good men and women, boys and girls, people out in this world, still today, God. Amen, there's still hope today. God is still looking for some people, amen, that will do His will. Amen, there's a verse in the Bible, Ezekiel talks about it, chapter 22. Amen, it says in verse 30, it says, and I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me, before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Amen. That God wanted desperately for somebody to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, that He wouldn't have to destroy the land. Amen. Today it seems like the land is being destroyed and defiled by every act of Congress you can imagine, by every desecration you can imagine. Amen. That there's nobody to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Amen. God is searching to and fro around the whole earth to see if somebody is willing to stand up for His name. Willing to stand up for His word. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Willing to stand up for His Son.
Amen.
I found none. I wanted somebody to stand in the gap. I searched all throughout the whole earth to and fro. He couldn't find anybody. Isaiah, he said he was a man of unclean lips. He said he dwelt among people with unclean lips.
Come on.
Amen. And God looked down Isaiah found heard the voice of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 6. And it said he heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And then I said, "Here am I, send me."
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank God for Isaiah's in this world day. Amen. That are willing to stand in the gap, willing to say, "Lord, hey, send me, I'm ready to go." Hey, you don't hear much about that anymore. There's not a lot of people, hey, that's willing to say, "Lord, send me." Hey, I'm willing to go and fight, get in the battle, get in the front lines. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. You know who another type of Isaiah was? Paul was the type of Isaiah. He said, "Lord, send me. I count everything I've gained is done. I've counted all as lost, and I might win the price of Christ." Amen. I'm glad today that I could be like Paul and say, "I press forward, have the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus."
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing left back for me back there.
No.
Hey, Paul said, "I'm not looking to things back there. I'm going to reach forward under that prize." Jesus said, the writer in Hebrews, chapter 12, said, "But looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set on the right hand of the Father." Appreciate that water, brother. I got something else here. The Lord just gave me while I was sitting there. And this is very familiar scripture. I'm going to go to this real quick. Maybe this will put the punctuation mark on the great message tonight. Everybody, if you will, turn to Luke chapter 15. This is very familiar scripture. We all know of these parables here, these stories. But I want to try to expand a little bit here. Luke chapter 15, there's three stories here. The things that were lost, and then were found. First of all, in verse 1 it says, "Then drew near to him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him." You know, that's the world today. All the outcasts, all the lowlifes, all the no-gooders, they long for Jesus. Today, they don't long for him anymore like they used to, Brother Mike. They don't realize the state that they're in. Don't realize how low they are in life. Don't realize, amen, that they're living a life without Christ. And the message isn't being preached, amen, like it used to be. Amen, it's not being preached with the power and authority. Amen, it just seems to be a slap on the wrist. Amen, you pay your tithes, you come to church, and everything may be all right. Hey, but God's searching for people that mean more than
that.
All the publican sinners for to hear him. The Pharisees, the scribes, murmured, saying, "This man receives sinners and eateth with them." And he spake this parable unto them, saying, "What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? When he had found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, and he rejoices. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost.' I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over the 99 just persons which need no repentance." Amen. I tell you what, I'm glad that Jesus set it straight. He said, "You know what? You see that I meet with sinners, but I want you to know something. I think more of them than what you do." Hey, you see, you know, if Jesus said in another place, amen, that a hireling does not care for the sheep. Amen, when the wolf comes down the road, amen, and that old hireling sees that wolf, he's going to leave the sheep, and the sheep will be prey to the wolf. But I'm glad today we serve a great shepherd. Amen, that's not going to leave or forsake us. Amen, if we would submit to him, then the devil has to flee.
Oh, amen. That's right.
One little lamb out of 99.
That's right.
He left the 99 there. And he went to the wilderness to find one. Notice it didn't say he gave up. No. Didn't say he stopped after dark and he went to bed and he got up and tried again this morning.
Come on.
He said he found it. He goes after that which is lost. I like that. He goes after it.
Amen.
After that which is lost until He finds.
Right.
Whatever it takes, God's going to find you.
Right.
He's going to find you right where you're at right now.
Amen.
Just as you are, whatever it takes, God is willing to find you. And He's looking
Amen. For
some people that are willing to stay in the game.
Amen.
I thought about this verse. And the reason I thought about it is because there's a song that I used to go to church and used to hear this song sung a lot from some dear old friends. A couple of which maybe have passed away by now. And they sung, some of you might know it. It's called Here I Am. And it said, you know, there were 99, but he left the folds of time. Just one little lost man. Here I am. That little lamb was me. Amen, Brother Mike. That little lamb was you.
Yes, sir.
Sister Brenda, that little lamb was you. Brother Justin, that little lamb was you. Brother John, Sister Sandy, Sister Faith, that lamb was you. Everybody in here, that lamb was you. And it may still be some people in here today. I don't know. Only God knows your heart. The point is, I really love this song they sung. It just keeps coming back to my memory. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Highland Territory over here, just down the road. Highland Mountain. There's a man by the name of Brother Lyle Ledbetter. I'm acquainted with him for a long time. He passed away several years ago. He actually founded a church that my dad pastored for a while there on Highway 127 in Crossville, Tennessee. Amen. And that him and his niece, I think it was, and another lady, it seems like her name might have been Brenda. Don't quote me on that, but she used to play the accordion, and they had a little singing group. Amen. And they would sing, there were 99, that part, there were 99, and he left the folds of pine, one little lost lamb, and then Brother Lyle would shout real loud, and he'd have a big smile on his face. And he'd say, here I am. That little lamb was me. One little lost lamb, and here I am. Amen. Tonight, God is looking for one little lost lamb tonight. Amen. You read on down there, and you'll find that a woman swept her whole house trying to find a lost coin, trying to find something precious. In every single story in that chapter, you'll find that the man and the woman was looking for something, the most precious thing that they ever had. To the shepherd, it was the sheep. To the woman, it was the coin. Maybe the last penny she had, I don't know. And to the father, it was the son. Amen. We quote that one more than any of them, probably because it means so dear to us. Amen. We can't really relate to a sheep. We can't really relate to being a piece of metal, a little round piece of metal like a coin. But everybody here most likely has a father.
Yeah.
Everybody here most likely is either a son or a daughter of a father somewhere. And this father, amen, he split his divides between his sons and he gave them one. The one he requested, and that one went and spent it and wasted it on righteous women, it says. Not righteous living, riotous living.
Oh, amen.
Wasteful living, sinful living.
Oh.
And he kept going farther down. He found himself down in the country. Found himself being a hired servant down in the pig pen. And he got to the very bottom he could possibly go until he finally came to himself.
Oh.
And he said, how many hired servants does my father have? And yet I'm sitting here in the hog pen.
Oh.
He came and said, I'll do this. I will rise. First you've got to rise in a situation.
Yeah.
Amen. When God gets a hold of you, you got to get out of where you're at.
Amen.
I will rise and I'll go to my father's house. Amen. He said that I'll go to my father's house and I'll beg my father. I'm not worthy to be called your son anymore. I just want to be a servant. Even the servants get fed better than I do. I'm willing to take the lowest of the low. But we find that it's that boy, Christian, that he'll talk. That the father was waiting for him all along. That tells me he was looking. From the day that his son left, no doubt he was looking every day. When's he coming back? One of these days he's got to run out of them resources I gave him. And he'll be back home. One of these days you'll run out of resources. Amen. The devil's promised you and you'll come looking for God.
Oh, that's right.
I tell you what, one of these days it may be too late though.
Right.
Amen. If I was you, I'd get on the ball and get back into the Father's house.
Right.
Amen. Like the old prodigal son did, realize where you're at and come to yourself.
Amen. And come and find you a place and find you some peace. And rest where you can sleep at night. And not have to worry about what happens if you don't wake up the next morning.
Come on. 99, you went to fall to find one lost man. Here I am.
Amen. And the prodigal son, the father saw the son and said, away off, far away off.
Jesus is looking to and fro out the old world.
He wants to show himself strong in the behalf of one whose heart is perfect toward him. I'm not going to finish off with the story. You know the story. You can read the rest of the story here. See what happened to the son and the father. The point is, he was looking for it. And he saw him a far way off.
Wow.
The shepherd, when they lost the sheep, they were looking for it. The woman, when she lost the corn, she was looking for it. Tore up her house up and down until she found what she was looking for.
Right. Wow.
God is going to go through great lengths to find you. And that's how much he loves you. And one of the great lengths he went through was sending his son to die on an old rugged cross. Amen. That we might have eternal life.
Amen.
That we might be able to say, I am a son or a daughter of God. And to them, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Amen.
I'm glad there's power in the Word.
Amen.
I'm glad there's power in accepting his sacrifice and what he's done for me and you on the cross. But God is still with you today. For some people that are willing to stand in the gap. You know why? Amen. He was able to show himself strong in the behalf of Asa. Amen. He had usurped armies. Amen. When the odds were stacked against him, Asa was able to defeat him every time. Hey, but one thing gone wrong, and we find that God wasn't able to be with him anymore. And he had problems from that day forward until he finally died. God wants to show himself strong. He wants to be God through you. The Bible says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen.
You know, Jesus, he went to so many cities, so many places, and it said that he could not there do many mighty works because of their unbelief. I don't want that to be said of anybody in here. I don't want that to be said of me. I don't want to doubt God and say, God, I'm just me. You can't use me. You know, that's what Moses did.
Wow.
He talked about somebody that God was looking for. God knew, God had Moses in his radar. Amen.
Yeah.
He had him in his sights. He was out there tending sheep on the back side of the desert in Exodus chapter 3. The next thing you know, God wants him to be shepherd of the biggest flock ever known to man.
Yeah.
Amen. He sent them out there through the burning bush. He sent them out there. Amen. To go tell that old King Pharaoh to let my people go.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he had every excuse in the book. Lord, I can't speak. I'm not eloquent in speech.
No.
That's what I thought today when Gary asked me to preach. My voice is back gone. This junk that we wake up with this time of the year always plagues me this time of the year. And back in the back of my mind, as soon as he asked me a bad message, all those thoughts started coming to my mind. Well, I got to save my voice for tonight at Brother Mike's church. I got to do this, got to do that, and then before I knew it, I stood up and was on the pulpit. It was like the Lord said, why not? Why not just preach my word? What I called you to do. And he told Moses, same thing. It's funny, because I was reading that last night or today, right before I preached. And it's like God told me the same thing he told Moses. When Moses said, I can't speak, I'm not eloquent. He told me, he said, Moses, who made man's mouth? I made your mouth. I can speak for you. You know, if we let God use us, we're a vessel, a willing vessel, and God can use us like he did Moses. The fact of the matter is, before he went away, he told his disciples, the greater works that you see me do, you shall do also.
Yes.
Why? Because I go to my Father. Because he sent a comforter, amen, that was able to abide with us,
amen,
able to teach us all things, able to pour out an anointing so strong, amen, upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. And, amen, if you'd have been there, you would still believe.
No. Yeah.
3,000 souls saved. 120 people on that, speaking in tongues, filled with the Spirit.
Oh,
hey. We need to see some services like that.
Amen. Amen.
The only way to let that happen is if we obey God.
I come to a close with this. Father's still looking for some people.
Yes, you are.
To work for. He's looking for some people that he wants to be able to use. You know, Paul submitted to the call of the Lord. Thought he was in the right, but he was in the wrong the whole time. We find that Paul, when he submitted, he was able to do great mighty works for the Lord because of the Lord's work through him. And we can't do anything on our own. I can do nothing to myself. I can't get up here and preach a message to save my life. It's in the Lord's again. I'm glad that He's never failed me. Stand up behind the pulpit and He's never said, you know, you're on your own. Amen. I've held His hand, amen, upon me every single time. I stand behind the sacred desk. Why? Because I believe the sacred. Have experience. As we sing, you play softly on the piano. Let's all stand.
Thank you.
I ask you to search your heart. And Paul said that every man should examine himself, whether he be in faith. He says, work out your own salvation with fear and trust. I can only bring you the word. God takes that word and that seed begins to grow and that tongue begins to become real in your heart. God's the one that can take the clay and make something great out of it. He's the Father, not me, not the pastor, not any other preacher, singer, teacher here. God is the Father. He wants to mold you today. Maybe your heart is hardened, like an old heated piece of pottery, and it can't be used for anything else. Maybe it needs to be broken. So that God can take and make it something great again. I don't know anybody's heart, but if she plays, I'd ask if anybody needs to turn and think about it, mix up with the Lord. Got some kinks in your armor that need to be patched up. I'm glad that God has a song that says, I'm through patching up, I'm through giving you love, and the world has fallen apart. But I'm glad that Jesus doesn't say that. I'm glad that He's still willing to patch up some people today. Amen. God has not called the mighty. He's not called the rich. He's not called the wise. He's called the weak. He's called those that are weak to confound those that are wise. He's called those, amen, those that are weak to confound the strong. God wants to call you to a greater walk with Him.
Yes, He does.
If you be willing to come as she plays.
Thank you.